Okay, we're picking up with the paragraph for A. Anyone knows this one? You see where the article's honestly better, so I would recommend that. Maybe we should get it. Okay. You have it with page what?
Page 6.
Okay, page 6 for A. So again, we were just discussing the Mesillas Yesharim. We just mentioned that the importance of a person understands what the Iker is in life and thinking about the things that are important. It's just for an unfortunate reason that's just not in his mind all the time, or that so often it's every day, happens all the time. A person is not margish in these inyanim, he doesn't think about it enough. And he continues now. Now he says that another point, that Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem, and Avas Hashem, and Taras Halev is purifying our hearts to serve Hashem. All of these things are not necessarily in our nature. They're not necessarily in our nature. It's something we have to work. It can negate our nature to develop them. And over here on the side, I have the question that's brought down by some of the Mefarshim and the Mesillas Yesharim. They say that Chazal tell us in Yevamos that at the end of the day that there are midos that we have in our nature. Right? Anyone know the three things? Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomei Chazadim. Close. So Rachmanim, Baishanim, those are the three signs of a Jew. And we have Rachmanis, we're Baishanim, where we act with Anava, and then we're not so flaunt to everything. And Gomei Chazadim, we always do Chesed. If a person doesn't have one of those three midas, then in a certain way you have to check his Yichus a little bit. So that's a fundamental who we are. Every single person, even the person that's not connected at all, just had a Maisa, whatever, that people aren't connected at all. Sometimes we'll have Rachmanis on someone and let them do things. So now so at the end of the day, we do have some midos. We do have some midos that we really have in our nature. But the Mesillas Yesharim was pointing out that these aren't necessarily things that are necessarily ingrained in us, and they're actually, we have to work especially hard on them. So certain things, like we just mentioned, those things we don't necessarily need so much help with. That a person, Baruch Hashem, you know, a Jew, a lot of times has rachmanas in other people. That a person with a kippah is pulled up on the side of the road going to the Catskills, almost always you'll have another car pulled up behind him. Because that's rachmanim right there. That's who we are. That we're gomei chasadim also. That's both in one. That we're rachmanim, gomei chasadim. And that most of the time you'd probably, if you weren't afraid, whatever the reasons, but you probably would stop also. That you feel badly for someone. It once happened, I remember, there was one time that we stopped, there was a car that was in a car accident, two Jews, and there was like 12 cars that stopped. To the point they said it's too much. Like, they started waving people. Like, we're okay, we're good, like, send everybody off. So we gave them, anyway, so that was, then the car went on fire, it was scary. But that was not our car, the people who got in an accident. Anyway, but there was like too many people out there, and they were like pouring water. Baruch Hashem, everyone, we worked it out. And there was so many people there, we left also, because they told us we have too many people helping out. But Lamaisa, that's where Matthias is. At the end, but at the end of the day, not every midah do we have that though. Actually, Sarfam Tzuknos. Some Elaim Tzulosam B'nei Adam Ba'atzmam Kemoshim Tzuknosam Atibios. So this is something you have to find in your nature. Kashina Va'akitza, like, is like sleeping and waking up. Harav Ve'asava, these are things that are in your nature. You know when you're hungry, you're supposed to be eating. When you're full, you know you don't have to eat anymore. The Chol Shar Tznos Achukos B'Tiv Enu. He's pointing out this is not like that. It's not things just like food. This the what we're going to mention in Mesillas Yesharim is not things that are like a person knows when he's supposed to be eating or not. That's when a person gets very sick. He's so sick to the point where he's not eating anymore. That's the problem. He knows something is very wrong. And an old person also is when they stop eating, that's when they know that something is getting very, very wrong. Because it's in our nature. It's in a person's nature. Same thing with breathing. Same thing with things like that. That's all in our nature. But he's pointing out that these midos, Avas Hashem, Tara Salev, they're not necessarily in our nature. So therefore, and also we're not careful to avoid the things that will help us, that will stop us from doing them. We're not so careful with it because, again, it's not in our nature. A person's not going to, if he's not fasting for a specific reason, he's not going to just go a day without, for 12 hours, forgetting to eat. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen to any normal human being. Because if he's not afflicting his body on purpose, because at the end of the day, it's in our nature that your body you'll start getting headaches, you'll start not feeling well, because it's in your nature to be eating. So it says in Mitzvah Hashem, that's not the case when it comes to, let's say, purifying our hearts and Taras Halev towards Hashem. That doesn't happen naturally. It's not going to be something that I wake up one morning, I realize that I had a bad day, I wasn't learning all day, I'm on a vacation for 3 days, and I wasn't learning, that I just going to wake up and say, oh wow, I really like, got to change something. If you don't have active focus on it, it's going to run away from you. It's not something that you're going to think about. So that's why something that it basically is the concept that I didn't mention last time, but it's so obviously so pashut and so deep in the Mesillas Yesharim, is the concept of cheshbon ha-nefesh. That a person has to take accountability for his meisim, and that's something ideally would be done every day. We start off, let's say, twice a week. Let's say, make a Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we give the chaburah. So everyone, before you go to bed, you take 5 minutes to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and what did you do right, what did you do wrong? And it'll change you'll see, there'll be a big yitzhar to stop you from doing it. The satan doesn't want you to do that. So you'll have a big yitzhar not to do it. But if everyone tries to do that, you'll see it'll change your next day completely. Like you say chakras, let's say. How did I work on my chakras? Like was I, like till Ashrei I was good, and then they sang too much and I got bored. Whatever it was. So, just Mizrach Soda?
No, and Ashrei Soda.
They say, no, but that actually is, whatever, none of that. But that actually is, that's the Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
Don't sing Asher.
Yeah. What?
Don't sing Asher then.
I agree with you, but that's not my point. I'm not getting involved. So anyway, so you see where you were in chakras, let's say, sure, you see where you were in Mincha, you see where you were in Maariv, whatever it was. Everyone has to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh. You're learning, like, how could you better, how could you worse? You took a break, okay, but it's necessary. Everyone needs a break. So you take a 15-minute break, whatever. How can you be maximizing more? If you do that cheshbon ha-nefesh, I guarantee your avodas Hashem will change. That's really what he's stressing over here, is that to constantly thinking about these inyanim are not necessarily in our nature, so you have to work hard on avoiding the things that will stop you from doing them. Im kein efo, this is the time. So if that's the case, exactly what we're saying right now. How could it be that you're not going to spend time on focusing on these inyanim? How is your avas Hashem through davening? How's your avas Hashem through learning Torah? How's your avas Hashem through other chesed that you do with your friends? All of these things, how could it be you're not spending time on them? Trying to work on them. Trying to work on yourselves to get greater. At the end of the day, a person has a chiyuv to do this. A person has a chiyuv to try to work on these midos. So Reb Chaim Vital has an interesting ha'ara. He says that at the end of the day, the Torah never tells us to be humble. We see that as an attribute of Moshe Rabbeinu. We never see any midah that the Torah tells us, never says, don't get angry. Any of the midas that we know in Musar and in all the time that we focus on, the midas that we're always supposed to be working on, we never see anyone anywhere that the Torah has a chiyuv to do that. Yet Chazal tell us someone called a kohes, someone who gets angry, and if you throw something in your anger, it's kilu avodah avodah zara. It's like you're doing avodah zara. But at the end of the day, how could you be angry if Hashem wants you to be in the situation you're in? It's a very high level of emunah to never get angry. But that's the whole vort. That's the Ramban. In his beginning of in his famous Igeres Ramban, he says that when you have kas, when you avoid the midah of kas, you're gonna be humble. What in the world does one have to do with the other? Kas and humility. The answer is that if you realize that you expect nothing, if you expect nothing in life, that you have anava is gonna lead to that the kas and anava are really linked. Because if a person pushed me and I don't feel like I'm entitled to the space that I'm in, if you'll notice that any single time you're angry in your life, any person in their life, whenever they're angry, it's because what? It's because at the end of the day you felt you were entitled to something that someone messed you over with. And sometimes it's right, meaning sometimes someone really did. Someone hit you in the face, they punched you, okay, so you have a real reason. But at the end of the day, if you really worked in your anava to the point you realize everything is from Hashem and it's something that the situation he wants you to be in, and you're entitled to nothing in this world, even the feeling of your face, you'll never get angry. That's an extreme high level that only people like Rav Nemitzel will be on. If a person, I'm sure if a guy spit on Rav Nemitzel, he wouldn't say anything to him. Because that's his level of anava. He feels like he's not entitled to anything. Chas v'shalom, he didn't say such a word. But the maisa, that's how Rav Nemitzel is. That's his. So he'll never get angry. That he has anava and he has humility and he has the ability to avoid anger. So anyway, when it comes to this midah that Chazal tell us, it's kilu you're doing avodah zarah, yet the Torah never anywhere tells me that there's an issue with violating the halacha of kas. And if the Torah doesn't tell you this explicitly, why not? Why not? So Reb Chaim Vital's answer is that our midos are the mitzvah of the halakta vidracha. That's one pshat. Halakta vidracha means to go in the way of Hashem. They really are. All of us Yisrael is what we're learning right now. What we're learning, every aspect of what we're learning is a kiyum of the halakta vidracha. We're going in the ways of Hashem. Hashem is merciful, so you have to be merciful. Hashem doesn't get angry of his kanai. Obviously, we say kafar Hashem, we have to understand what that means. Hashem got angry, but he doesn't get angry for some reason like we do, so then also we shouldn't be getting angry. So then maybe that's one shot, that it's an idea of alakta bedracha. Rav Chaim Vital gives a different answer. He says, al pi kabbalah, that mitzvot are related to the soul. The soul has two, just like we know that there's Ramach Evarim Shesagidim, that there's 248 aspects to our soul, the soul is 248 spiritual limbs, and there's 635 gidim corresponding to those mitzvahs, asay, mitzvahs, los asay. So too, when it comes to midos, that they're not necessarily related to our, we know that every mitzvah a person does is connected to those, that's why the Sefer Haredim, I don't know what the Sefer Haredim is, nothing new with the Haredi movement. It was written 400 years ago. Haredi movement started 50 years ago. Does anyone know what the Sefer Haredim is? Written in the approximately 1500s, 1600s? Let's say for Chassidim, close, very good, B'Yehuda Chassid, as referring to. So that's something else. The Sefer Charedim is a Sefer HaMitzvos. But it's not written in the classic Sefer HaMitzvos, let's say, of the Rambam, or of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is in the order of the Parshios of the Torah, or the Rambam just in order of exactly how the Rambam, why the Rambam for that is a different question, B'Halachos Gedolos. This is by each body part that you could do, what mitzvah corresponds that? So your mouth will have the mitzvahs of Dibur, and your fingers will have different mitzvahs of Avodah, let's say, and your tefillin will have your arm. Very interesting way of formulating the Sefer HaMitzvos, because at the end of the day, we believe that all of the 248 limbs and 365 gidim are corresponding to the mitzvahs. And Chas V'Shalom, a person doesn't misakin what he's supposed to do in this world, in the next world it could be that he's going to come without it. We always feel badly, Navach, for a person who's, Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say this, that we always feel badly for a person who's physically defect, like he doesn't have a, instead of Rabina style, he's physically defect. I guess I don't play so much about how Rabina says it. But Lubavitcher, a person is missing an arm, Rachmana Latzan, you feel terribly for him. It's like, oh, Nebuch. How terrible is going to be in the next world if the guy's missing, Olam Elam, and he'll be missing an arm? If you don't perform mitzvah tefillin properly, you could be, you're going to, the next world, be missing an arm, Chas V'Shalom. That's a very scary thought, and now you're to scare everybody. But Lamaisa, that's the idea of the 248 limbs and the Shas HaGidim. So that's the idea of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs perfect. Each time we do a mitzvah properly, we're like perfecting our spiritual arms for the next world or for this world also. That's what we're perfecting. So says Reb Chaim Vital, when you perfect the idea of midos, it's the lavush. It's like your clothing, the spiritual clothing. It's really like everyone needs clothing. You walk out without clothing. It's extremely embarrassing. So that's what midos are. They're not necessarily corresponding exactly like the Torah tells you about the mitzvos that correspond to your evarim and shas hagidim, but it corresponds to your body, to your clothing. And everyone needs nice clothing. Everyone needs normal clothing, nice clothing. That's where midos are in our life. That everyone has to work on your midos. It's not necessarily a chiyuv in the concept of your actual body, but more, maybe more, it's more your lavush. Okay, interesting shot from Rav Chaim Vital. But at the end of the day, this idea is very important, that we have to work on our midos. So we'll finish the next paragraph. I didn't so much today, but whatever. It's not about the it's about the quality, not the quantity. The kivon shekvar is ames etzel kol adam tzorech tmimos avoda. Every single person knows how important it is to perfect your avoda in life. The chovas taharasa v'nikyora shezulat ze ena nirtzas v'adai klal. A person's avoda is not going to be nirtza at all if you don't perfect it. At the end of the day, a person has to be very careful to examine your mitzvahs in order to purify them so that they should be lishma. It should be lishma. It was one of the big Rosh Yeshivas used to say, I forgot who, that at the end of the day, the pasuk says, "In tzadik baretz asher lo yaseh in tzadik baretz asher lo yechta," right? And said, "Sheva yud pol tzadik v'kam." We have a concept of a tzadik doing avera. The Torah kima tells you beferish that the Gemara lists only three or four people in their lives. Amram, different tzadikim who never sinned in their life. It was a chiddush that you can never sin in a life. So even Moshe Rabbeinu, everyone made mistakes. So at the end of the day, he said, I'm not worried in Shemayim whether they're going to ask me why I didn't avera. Obviously, you have to be careful with avera and do tshuva, whatever. He said, I'm not as worried that I didn't do an avera. I did do an avera, rather. If a person does an avera, I made a mistake. Everyone's human. We make mistakes. I did tshuva, and we did an avera. However, what am I afraid of in life? I'm afraid that I didn't do mitzvahs properly. Hashem, we don't see anywhere, like, a person just doesn't, like, you're doing shachris, you believe in it. You're just, like, not paying any attention. He said, like, what is zilzul this to Hashem? Like, what? There's no Yetzer, like, Yetzer Abba, a little bit, but he's saying that we never see anywhere that Sheva Yipol Tzadik Kam, those are concepts of a person always sinning, doesn't apply to not perfecting a mitzvah. A person has, you're connecting to Hashem, you have to try your best. And if I didn't try my best when I did any mitzvah, whether it be learning Torah or doing mitzvahs, that's what I'm afraid of in Shemayim. That's what I'm really ultimately afraid of. So, a person over here is a similar idea that in a nirtzas klal, if you're not working on yourself, you're not working on perfecting your mitzvahs, not working on perfecting your midos, then Hashem doesn't care about what you're doing. Elanim eses and musuev, it's not only that it's repulsive, it's abominable, it's disgusting. Hashem doesn't want it. It's very scary. Very scary. A person doesn't want to have a thing that's a, you know, sometimes you think you're doing the greatest mitzvah in the world, but like you're avoiding someone. There's a famous story of Shlomo Zalman that I guess we'll end off with here in the kind of middle paragraph, but famous story of Shlomo Zalman that he once was on I love this story. He was once going on a bus in Yerushalayim from maybe he was going to Kol Torah, I guess he lived in Shari Chesed, and he was going to Kol Torah, and he was on the bus, and all of a sudden he was waiting. There was like four or five women in front of him, and then they were about to go on the bus, and he sees a yeshiva guy cuts the whole line, and Rav Shlomo Zalman was a tremendous ana, but you know, sometimes when things like that happen, he had to give a little bit of musar. So he gets on the bus and he goes over to the yeshiva guy, and he says, "What are you doing? Like, we were all waiting on the line. Like, Chilul Hashem, you know, that doesn't affect you." He says, he quotes the Gemara in Chazal, "Achrei kelev lo achrei isha," that you should go after a dog, go after a dog, and not go after a woman. It's inappropriate. You should walk behind a woman. So Shlomo Zalman said, "You're right." So, but who told you have to take the bus? Go walk to your yeshiva. Go walk to shul. Who told you have to take the bus? Meaning a person could be so focused on what he thinks is right. He knows that Maimer Chazal. Achari Kelev Alachar Isha, and completely forget about Beirah Adam Chavira. So I was giving a point, like either you're going to go on the bus, or you're going to be normal, or whatever. I'm not getting into the halachas right now. But the point is that you're so focused on your Beirah Adam Lamakum, and you could first so focus on a certain mitzvah, if you don't have the right kavanas with it, it's nimas lefei Hashem Chashvam. It's going to be musoeves. It's going to be disgusting. It's repulsive. Because you have to know what's right. You have to know what Hashem wants from you. So we'll finish. He says now a little bit of mussar for us. He says, how can it be we're going to forget what's so important in life to Hashem? It's so important for us to do, and we just ignore it. We ignore the idea of cheshbon nefesh. We're doing working our amidos. We work so much. At the end of the day, that we're working so hard on these and we're thinking about all these things, and we're not thinking about this. So I wrote over here that this is probably from Mishnah Aleph Aros. This is a good question. Now they asked Rav Nevin Sal Shlita if the Ramchal is even referring to Torah. So he says that that he's saying that at the end of the day that a person he's saying yes on a certain akuda that if you're not thinking about Yir Shemayim at all throughout the course of your day and all you're doing is learning Biyun, so you're learning Torah as like a secular subject Ki'ilu, then that's what he's talking about over here. That Shalol Shum Prima because it's Klari Flushon and nothing is coming from it. If we assume learning Torah, everything is good from Torah. So how could it be? So if you're not working whatsoever in Yirah Shemayim, Rav Nevin Sal thought that that's what the Mesilas Shem is talking about. There's a chi of gamar to do this, to work on our midos, to work on cheshbon nefesh, v'nechil mitzvos anashim lunda. We're doing things and just let it go by the way of road to let things done, to the way things done that people don't pay attention to. Okay, so we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem in the next paragraph, Im Lan Sakana V'ez Hashem on Thursday.